Leighton Orient 0, Maidstone United 0. Caroma swings out towards the left-hand side, but can only win a throw-in for Leighton Orient, which Charlie Lee will go to take. Lee, who has a great long throw in him, always gets the ball, wraps it up in his shirt, gets it dry a bit, and then grabs it in both hands, ready to launch it in the air. He's putting it in his shirt now, takes it just in front of his chest, and then he'll swing back and launch this from the left-hand side. Charlie Lee has headed back down towards Maguire-Drew, and off the deflection and in. Maguire-Drew on the penalty spot. Long throw in from Charlie Lee, headed out towards Maguire-Drew, and Maguire-Drew sticks that in with the help of a deflection to put Leighton Orient in front here. Leighton Orient 1, Maidstone United 0.
Yeah, Maguire-Drew pulled off on the edge of the area, got into the box on the edge from the throw-in. It's bounced kindly to him, and unfortunately it's taken a deflection off McGlennon. It may have been going in anyway, but Leighton Orient lead here, and it's probably just about deserved.
Corner coming in from the left-hand side for Orient, looking for double their lead. Great header in there, and it's gone through the keeper's legs. Orient double their lead from a corner. The header came over from the right-hand side towards the foot of near post, fed in, and it's Macaulay Bond, the Leighton Orient top goal scorer, gets his 19th goal of the season in the National League in 31 appearances, fed that through with his left foot at the near post from a corner, through the legs of Maidstone United goalkeeper Ethan Ross, and Orient should see it out from here, even though we're only 55, 56 minutes in.
Yeah, we spoke about whether Leighton Orient would be able to get another goal after Caroma went off, but it's poor defending from Maidstone from the corner. As the ball comes in, it gets headed back across goal, where Bonn is waiting, and to leave their top goal scorer unmarked is criminal from Maidstone. They'll be ruined, their poor defending, and then it's a lovely finish through the combination of defender and goalkeeper. It's 2-0 to the O's.
Orient have improved in the last 5 minutes. And just as there's a squirrel on the pitch, having the time of his life. He's heading towards the goal now. Go on, squirrel. He's absolutely bounding towards Ethan Ross in the Maidstone goal. Oh, and he's stopped. He's waiting on the pitch, waiting for someone to play in the ball. His head's just gone up. He's looked towards the stand in front of him, and he's entering the penalty box. He's running towards the penalty area, across the penalty box. I've lost sight of him slightly. Oh, well, there he's gone. He's off the pitch. Makhanov trying to get a ball in from the right-hand side. He was in lots of space. It comes back across the Bond. In again, still in the centre of the area. Comes back wide to Makhanov. He's got options on the edge of the area, but he comes in centrally, tries to get it across the face of goal. It's deflected. Sam Lee is urged to shoot, but he doesn't instead. Orient asking for a penalty, and indeed they'll get a penalty. The ironic cheers have turned into genuine cheers, and Orient top of the league, potentially top of the league by 3 points, and they could be about to find their third goal of the game here in the final minute of added time here. We're 93 minutes into the action at the Breyer Group Stadium. Leighton Orient fans, they know they're top of the league, they're singing we're top of the league. Macaulay Bond, their top scorer, steps up to take this penalty. Sends it to the right-hand side of the goalkeeper. Beats Ethan Ross, and Leighton Orient get their third goal of the game. Leighton Orient 3, Maidstone United 0. Orient atop. Macaulay Bond with his 20th goal of the season. He was your contender for man of the match. He wasn't quite your man of the match. Maybe it will have changed now, but we'll see.
Yeah, really confident penalty from Macaulay Bond. He's been showing signs of scoring all afternoon. He's now grabbed his second and 20th of the season. Really confident penalty, and it's probably a deserved penalty as well.
And the referee will blow his full-time whistle in just a second. Indeed he does. Leighton Orient, top of the league by 3 points. Winners today at the Breyer Group Stadium by 3 goals. Leighton Orient 3, Maidstone United 0. They lost against Ebb Fleet last weekend, 2-0. This was the perfect game, the perfect scenario for them to come back in, and they've managed to do it.